The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other as well. And for the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and from one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. To do others as you have, do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is it of yours? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them. Lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great. And you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and to the wicked alike. Be merciful, just as your heavenly Father is merciful. Stop judging, or you will not be judged. Stop condemning, or you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured out on your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. God is good. All the time. Well, welcome again to the seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time. In today's gospel reading, it's a continuation of Luke's gospel from last week. It's important to note that this is the second issue of the Sermon on the Plains that we heard last week. Now, Matthew gives us the Sermon on the Mount, where he presents the eight Beatitudes. But Luke's version is, of course, basically the same, except for a few important nuances. Although Matthew's Sermon on the Mount is longer, Luke's Sermon on the Plain content is about the same, and just stated in a slightly different fashion. One difference is Matthew presents Jesus' teachings in contrast between his teachings and the law and the prophets. He compares the Pharisees and to sinners and tax collectors. Matthew is addressing his gospel to the Jewish people, whereas Mark, in contrast, is writing to the Gentiles. He's writing to the non-Jews. He's writing to you and me. So, we don't hear anything about the law of Moses. It's not addressed in Luke's gospel. Just also remember that Luke concludes with emphasis on God's mercy rather than on punishment. Both gospels challenge his followers to be more godlike. God created all things, and therefore we owe God the love and respect that a creator deserves. God loves us more than we could ever imagine, and we should try to love God as God loves us. Isn't this the message that is in Luke's gospel today? It's the same message, that is in Matthew, Mark, and John as well. It's the same message that they've been trying to, that Jesus has been trying to convey to us. So what are the marching orders that Jesus gave to us this day? Basically, it's this: love the Lord your God above all things, and your enemies as yourself. In other words, love all mankind as God loves. Wow, isn't that a tall order? Do good to those who hate and mistreat you. Turn the other cheek. Bless those who curse and pray for those who mistreat you. Bottom line, love your enemies. Now, let's make a distinction here. We humans think of love as the romantic kind. It's the first thing that comes to our mind when we hear the word. But this is not the love that Jesus is alluding to. Love is a romantic kind, and the romantic kind is a noun. It's a thing. In the romantic love, we think it's within our relationships that we offer to people. Jesus isn't talking about that kind of love. Jesus is talking about love that's a verb, an action word. For Jesus, love is action. It's how we treat ourselves to ensure our survival and the survival of the ones around us. It is this love that we show others by our actions, not our words, that is what Jesus is describing. So how do we reach this level of love of our neighbor? Well, I believe all of us here really do understand the obligation of loving our neighbors, but we also understand the challenge of achieving it. It's a high level of love, and it's a challenge to get there. We immediately understand that this level of love requires something from us that maybe some of us are not capable of delivering. And what is that magic thing? Well, it's simply forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that we have to deal with every day. From the breakfast table in the morning, the first thing, when our children misbehave, what do? Oh, we might punish them. We certainly would reprimand them, but ultimately we forgive them. And we forgive them again. And we forgive them again. Once, twice, many, many times. Yes, we teach our children by acts of forgiveness, by giving a second chance, and sometimes a third, and sometimes a fourth, and so on. It is this kind of love that mimics very closely the kind of love that the Lord God offers each and every one of us. God always gives us a second chance. And now Jesus is asking us to apply this rudimentary form of forgiveness to not just our kids, our spouses, our moms, our dads, our relatives, but to everyone. And not just to the everyone we already love. No, he's asking us to apply it to our enemies as well, to the ones who hate us, to the ones who scorn us, to the ones we flat just don't want around in our lives, in our families, in our circles, in our organizations. But how do we achieve this level of forgiveness? Sometimes we forget. Forgiveness is an act that forces us to reach beyond the storm of the moment. Think about that for a second. Forgiveness is something that makes us reach beyond the storm of the moment. So when someone owes us a large debt, we find it hard to forgive them or forgive the debt. It's difficult to forgive debt. It's difficult to forgive our debtors. When someone harms us physically or mentally, There's usually not much difficulty in finding forgiveness. There's usually much difficulty in finding forgiveness in our hearts for them. Although finding forgiveness in those situations is a necessary component of our own internal healing. When a spouse is caught in an act of infidelity, the difficulty of finding forgiveness is somewhat overwhelming. When a person is a survivor of child abuse, forgiveness can be something extremely difficult and maybe even impossible. And when someone is a victim of racial injustice, forgiveness is also very elusive. All of these are real instances of kinds of things that we might encounter in our lives. And Jesus is asking us to confront these. All our real world experiences that we may say, Jesus, I can forgive, but not that. Jesus is calling us to a higher level, to love that is on this Sermon on the Plains. It is what Luke is telling us at the end of this gospel that Jesus instructs us to do. Stop judging, lest ye be judged. Stop condemning, lest ye be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and great gifts will be returned. For the measure with which you will be returned out to you. God is good. All the time.